This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking a lot about Walmart on the program this week, about how it gets all those products and all their low, low prices to stores and eventually to us. They do it, actually, by outsourcing, contracting with intermediaries to get the enormous numbers of workers it takes to keep goods moving through its supply chain. Some of those temporary workers are taking their case for better pay and conditions straight to Walmart's doorstep with protests and press conferences. The thing is, those workers don't actually work for Walmart. Or do they? From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the last of our series.
A dozen or so temporary warehouse workers from Chicago and Los Angeles descended on Walmart's hometown of Bentonville, Arkansas last month.
All right, guys, if we can group up, we're going to head in.
As they waited impatiently in a parking lot to deliver a box of petitions to company executives, they struck up a tune improvised on an old Motown number.
What can make me feel this way?
Organizing!
These workers have been organizing for better pay and treatment back home with raucous picket lines and protest marches. In Bentonville, they sat down quietly with some of the company's top brass.
It's a major breakthrough that Walmart was willing to meet. That has never happened before.
Nick Allen is campaign director for Change to Win, a union coalition helping to organize warehouse workers. I asked him, why not target the warehouse operators and temp agencies that actually employ these workers?
Who really has the power to change conditions? It's the giant retail importers, and of those, Walmart is by far and away the most significant and powerful.
And, says Allen, the one employer that can set new standards for the industry.
We can find a warehouse where people move goods for Target that could have similar conditions, Home Depot, you name your big box retailer. We're not saying necessarily that Walmart is worse than anybody else. We're just saying everybody else is competing with Walmart.
Now, I expected Walmart to respond, not our employees, so not our problem. But Walmart VP David Tovar actually said this after the meeting in a prepared statement to Marketplace.
Even though these workers aren't employed by Walmart directly, we're taking these allegations very seriously. The fact is, we hold all of our service providers to high standards and remain committed to ensuring that workers throughout our supply chain are treated with dignity and respect.
Walmart has a set of published labor standards for companies making stuff in their supply chain overseas. It says, follow all safety and labor laws, pay higher than subsistence wages, leave workers free to organize. Union advocates are pressing Walmart to enforce those standards here to workers in the domestic supply chain. Some labor lawyers are trying a different tack. They want to use the courts to force retailers to take responsibility for these subcontracted warehouse workers. Michael Rubin has filed a class action lawsuit for wage theft on behalf of nearly 2,000 workers at a Walmart warehouse in Southern California.
We're trying to develop theories here, including joint employer theories, to establish as a matter of economic reality that you can move up the chain of command in these warehouses.
The lawyers are trying to prove that employers right up the supply chain are legally responsible for what happens on the loading dock and liable for damages. So not just the temp agencies that hired the workers to move the boxes, but also the company called Schneider Logistics that Walmart hired to run the warehouse, and maybe even Walmart itself. The idea that Walmart is intimately involved, even where it doesn't have direct employees, is plausible, says MIT logistics professor Yossi Sheffi.
Walmart is one of the poster children for logistics efficiency. In running the warehouse, Walmart does have control. I mean, they specify everything and they control everything.
Now, that's a professor talking, not a lawyer, and Walmart would be sure to fight if they got dragged into court. But the theory of joint employers, it isn't so far-fetched. It's been used successfully against employers in agriculture and the garment industry. Retail could be next. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.